get to feed.
How big was the net?
Right, 20, 30 foot long, something like that. 20, 30, I have had one fall.
You had weights on it?
Weighed the water. Just catch a hold of it. Like this, hand down low, and hand up the top to keep it out, try to keep it from jumping over it. They jump over these bass and try to cut like it would get pulled up over the water. You have to keep block them in. Of course, catfish and most of that kind didn't run no trouble. You just go and sand them and pick them up. But those trout would jump it.
Yeah.
Fly through the air. Go like a bullet.
What about a kind of frog that's small and doesn't get much bigger than this?
Tadpole frog?
No, maybe stays up in a tree.
Tree frog?
Tree frog.
Yeah, there's tree frogs. And there's toad frogs, too.
Are they on land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you what I did the day before yesterday. I don't know the oldest I am. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it before. I went down scope with something and just coming back up the road, and a big turtle was coming up the road, crawling. Right down below here. I thought I was over. I said, no, old boy, those fellas, he's going to hunt water somewhere. He just going on up the road, highway.
Yeah.
I don't have no idea where he went to. I never just seen one out on the highway trapping before in my life.
Yeah.
They go in the sand, lay the eggs. I don't know how long it takes them to hatch, but then they'll hatch and go to water. I got some springs up on a beef cave lot, and I'll clean them out a lot of times and get them out of them springs. They go down in the bottom of them springs, lay there, get them old bigger ones out. But I never have killed them. I'm always put them back.
Yeah. What's about something similar to that that stays on the land?
Tapping, dry land tapping. Trying to tap it. Stays out on the land. Looks kind of like that turtle.
Yeah.
Got a little back hard shell on the back.
What about something that you might find in a stream that's, it's got a little hard shell and it's got these little claws to it?
Eel?
No, it's got hard shell and claws. If you touch it, it's only about this big or so. It's biggest and, well, maybe it gets to be this big, but if you touch it, it'll swim away from your back.
Coffee.
It has a little tail that'll go under.
I can't imagine what that would be, an eel.
No, okay, say you went into a stream and picked up a rock. What might you find?
Coffee.
Yeah,
coffee. Yeah, coffee, yeah. And they stay in all streams of water,
yeah.
Springs. They'll keep them cleaned out for you. And then sometimes they have no turn of water. Coffee will dig a place different and turn your water.
What do you mean turn your water?
Just turn the stream, it runs on the earth, the water veins are like running on top.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they'll change the stream.
Coffee will,
yeah. They just work. I could go down them concrete boxes, mine. Where the water comes out and goes in them, then goes in the reservoir. That's big. Them brassels in them things as big as sitting in that big as your fist now. They come off in them pipes, went off in there.
Yeah.
And they can't get out, just living there. And as far as I'm concerned, they can just stay on.
Yeah.
I don't even try to get them out.
What makes you dig up to go fishing?
Bait one.
Are there different kinds of those?
Well, they call them a crawler and something else, two different names.
What's a crawler
look like? I believe that's a little larger bait one. It is. Some of them are smaller, and I believe the crawler is a larger one. I believe it is.